important subject, because it highlights the problem that man has from the when we fail in the Garden of Eden. We say that the law of nature is an immutable law. That is an unchangeable law. God cannot violate himself. God cannot cancel the law of nature. God respects his word more than his name. It's an immutable law, which means it's a law that cannot change. Even God himself will never change it because he respects his word more than his name. It's also called a law of cause and effect. It's a law of cause and effect. If you do this, you get the results. Some call it karmic law of nature. That is a law where you carry out an activity or whatever it may be, and then you get the result, either good or bad. And our native people always say that you cannot sow corn and reap yam. If you sow corn, you will reap corn. If you sow yam, you will reap yam. Why the sacred code of conduct is a collection of rules and regulations, which includes what is acceptable behavior or an unacceptable behavior, and for which one must receive the result, either good or bad. That is the code of conduct itself. It's a standard code that governs the whole universe. It also serves as a valuable reference, helping brethren to locate their errors. Like, for instance, we say a law of nature must be free from hatred, jealousy, backbiting, and whatever it is. With these laws of nature, we are able to locate our errors where we make mistakes. And that is why it is very essential for us to memorize it. If you notice any Christian, a member of the World International Secret Peace Movement, that does not memorize the law of nature, is likely to go into error or perdition. Because you will forget, it's like a mirror. You go to a mirror, you watch, you look at your face. If you don't go to a mirror, sometimes you won't even know how your face looks like. And that is the truth. Sometimes you wonder how you look like unless you go to a mirror. The same thing with law of nature. Paragraph 16. It reminds us of where we are. And the law itself is designed for the lawless and disobedient. If we were not disobedient, if we were not lawless, law would not have come. So law itself is for the lawless and disobedient. It's for the ungodly, it's for the murderers, it's for the sinners, it's for the adulterers, all who commit offense. So law is there because of this category of people that we represent, including the speaker. So with us memorizing the law of nature, it brings to our knowledge or to our memory what we commit. Like every day, we must, as good Christians, we must audit ourselves. As people say, we must watch our day-to-day activities. That's what they mean by self-auditing. If you notice a Christian that does not audit him or herself on a daily basis, that is, what offense have I committed today? all my activities today, all my interactions today with people, where did I go wrong? Did I go wrong at all? If you want a Christian or a member of the Sacred Peaceful Band that does not audit him or herself, then that person is not a Christian. He's not heaven bound. When we talk about rapture, that person is not rapturable. If he or she does not audit himself. So, one of the purposes of the law is to make us conscious of sin. It is also expose sin in our lives. It exposes sin in our lives. Sometimes when we sit down, we say, what have I done today that is wrong? Like I mentioned earlier, it's like a mirror. Perhaps more importantly, the law illuminates woman's sinfulness. It brings to the fore what we have done or committed in a day. And then we start thinking of making amendments. That is the law. That's one of the purposes of the law. The law also highlights our weaknesses so that we might seek the strength found in Christ. And without the law, we often do not know if what we have done or what we are about to do is pleasing or displeasing to God the Almighty. Without the law. Having said this, because we've been looking at it in our branches and in our HCM and all, when we talk about the law itself, particularly this paragraph 16, we are very lucky that there's what we call paragraph 16 of the law of nature. How do we, as members of the peaceful men or Christians, start to audit ourselves? What brings about this audit? How do we ensure that we realize this goodness or evil in our lives and start to make correction? We said the other time that thought, T-H-O-U-G-H-T, is the firstborn of the soul. We must take note of this. Thought is the firstborn of the soul. The Bible recommends that out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, our thought is the firstborn of the soul. When we talk about the soul, we talk about the soul personality. So we must first think about our thought process. And when we talk about the soul personality, we must be talking about our desire. Four key aspects of our soul personality, which we must guide and take note of if we want to make sure that we comply and not violate paragraph 16 of law of nature. We've been studying paragraph 16 of law of nature for the past few weeks or months. Four key things when we talk about the soul personality: our desire. When we sit down and say, okay, what do I desire? Because that's one of the problems that we do have. I desire to have ABC. I desire to be a managing director. I desire to be a multimillionaire. I desire to have children, male and female. I desire to have wife or husband. That's one of the soul personality. That's one of the soul personality. Because if you go to Second Corinthians 5:7-5, it is the soul of man in every temple. Why are thou not content abides? Why are thou forever pleading? Soul is pleading. Why are thou not satisfied? 5:7-5. Soul of man in every temple. Why are thou not content abides? Why are thou forever pleading? Why are thou not satisfied? Then what did the soul say? I shall be satisfied when I have waited in this likeness. In whose likeness? In Christ's likeness. I will only be satisfied when I wait, when I wait in the likeness of Christ. Because the soul is never satisfied. Our desire is never satisfied. When we talk about the soul exercising, we'll be talking about this desire that I have. Is it positive or is it negative? When we leave this place and we're talking about paragraph 16 of the law of nature, we must be saying to ourselves when we get home, this is my desire, what I want to achieve. How do I want to achieve it? In an examination condition or examination system, situation, the examiner will ask, you want this, how achieved? How do you want to achieve your desire? Well, some may want to achieve their desire of becoming multimillionaire by being fraudulent. Computer fraud. Stealing properties. Going to ritual practice. Like somebody who are a native doctor. I have friends who are native doctors. And I have friends who are top cultists. Whom we discuss together. I have some who are marine spirits. I have some who are witchcraft. We discuss direct. It's not reading book. Direct discussion. Directly asking questions. And they have no, they must answer. Because you will ask the Almighty God before you start that to give you entrance. And they will talk. They have no choice. He once told me of a boy in my area who came to him and wanted him to give him, to make some ritual for him to have money. But he told me, when he saw the boy, he said, that's the boy going. And the boy lives in my area. But he told the boy, I don't do rituals for money because it involves blood. What does the boy want? He wants to be a multimillionaire. That's his desire, but how achieved? Through ritual, no matter how he gets it. So one of the key aspects that we must think about is, when we have a desire, we must ask, how do I want to achieve my desire? Is it positive? Is it negative? Because we are talking about paragraph 16 of law of nature. This desire, this thing I desire, is it positive? I want to achieve it in a positive way or a negative way. Why some we say, no, I must go and study. I must go to higher institutions. I must go and study. Some we say, no, I must go into business trade. Not trickish one. Straightforward business. No, I must work very hard in my place of work. That is positive desire. That positive way of achieving your desire. But the other one is negative way of achieving our desire. Then there are some We are talking about desire now, but what of ego? Ego. The price tag we place on ourselves. Like the last teacher was talking about pride. Pride and arrogance are the two key problems that is afflicting us today in this apprentice movement. Immediately a man is made a supreme member or made an elder, he becomes arrogant and proud. And that is why when we attended the, one of the deliverance program the other time, the word leakage came up. And some people think it's losing money, that it is leakage. But the worst leakage is spiritual leakage. Some of those who have been elevated within the sacred discipline today have had spiritual leakage. How can you get to certain spiritual heights and you don't have spiritual authority and power? But when you are given that position, when a member is given place in that position, he is also given power and authority. Power and authority accomplish the position that where we have been placed or elevated to. But the problems we have is pride and arrogance. Immediately we are given that position, we become proud, a lot of us become proud and arrogant, and we start having what we call spiritual leakage. A man who is here of this type starts coming down, but with the same title. Because he still has that title, but no spiritual authority anymore. And that's one of the problems that we do have in our journey, in our spiritual journey today, in the world international secondary school. And that's why a lot of us are not empowered. Some are empowered. Some members can be created and it happens. So you know, a good member of secondary school movement can challenge or decree a change. Because there is no spiritual gate. Pride is the banner of Satan. When you go to Britain or United States and you find green, white, green flying on one of the buildings, you know that's the idea house. You don't need to ask anybody why that is the idea house. You know that is the idea house. So everywhere you see pride, that's Satan's house. That person is a Satanist. No matter your grades, no matter your spiritual work, your whatever the grade that one has, the person is a Satanist, is working for powers of darkness. And as a result, the spiritual authorities diminish. You may be having the title and boasting, but the spiritual power is diminished. And that's the major problem in the Muslim. Today, there are some members who say, good morning, brother, say, my friend and elder. Did I give it to myself? My friend and elder. And the first elder brother says, that's the time. So next time you know, that's arrogance, ego. You have upgraded yourself by yourself, you have seen yourself as God. But one of the things we must appreciate is that God will never empower spiritually a proud person. If you go to the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, Solomon said, your banner over me is love. Your banner over me is love. Love, he said, covereth multitude of sins. When you read our love later, you see that love, 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 love. If you go to chapter, letter 26, love, love, love. And if he places you on top of righteousness or uprightness, It empowers you. I know some people, if they know that this sister or this brother is a witch, you start hating. You will die. Because you are like a witch. You are also a witch. Hate. When we talk about hate, and some of us hate some members or some people that have been identified or called witch. What defense do we have against witches? Or the cultists. It means you don't have love. And love only covers not teach you your sin, not one, not teach you your sins. Immediately you love, you are now much more powerful than them. Have we been asked to hate a witch? Are we being asked to hate a cultist? No. Love covers multitude of sin. It's self-righteousness that makes us to lose our empowerment. When you look at if we are God, you can see God himself. If we are God, you will notice that you, God, cannot empower a proud man. And one who is a priest. One whom through pride can place a curse on even a member of the sacred priesthood. How can God empower you to destroy his own people or his own creature? How? If we go to the book of Nehemiah, Chapter 3 to chapter 6. He said, when we are criticized or abused or mocked, instead of responding in anger, please refer it to God. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 3 says, now Tobias, the Ammonite, was by him. By who? By any man. And he says, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. They were building the walls of Jerusalem. Sanballat and Tobias were angry. These feeble Jews, who are they? Useless people. Even if all the women, let them finish building this wall. Ordinary fox can climb it and the wall will collapse. If it's me, I will respond negatively. But Nehemiah did not. What did Nehemiah say in the Bible? Nehemiah 4:4. Here are all our gods, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own heads. The fire was no longer, was not talking to Tobias. Instead, he referred the case to God. But we do that? Do I do that? He referred straight to the Almighty God. Look at what they have said about us. Turn their reproach upon their own heads and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity. And let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. But Tobias was talking to Nehemiah. For Nehemiah knew that he was representing God. Like all of us. We are God's representative. We should behave like Christ. He was not saying, look at what they have said to me. It's not to me, it's against you. Because you instructed me to build the wall. for your own people. Uncover not their iniquity and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to walk. But as the seed of love nation, we must memorize it, and we must use it to audit ourselves every day if we want to grow spiritually. If the world is like that second peace movement, like our higher brethren said, we have appointment, we have promotion. Regional evangelist is appointment, is not promotion. Appointment is not regional evangelist. I am, that's an appointment, it's not promotion. It's a title. Letter 17 said, your title cannot save you. What you will fight for is a spiritual institution, convicted and entirely owned by Christ, and you are saved. Not title. The original evangelist makes it as a problem. It's a title. Truly, when you read one of our recent letters, it says those promoted and those appointed. I will assure you all that they are two different. And then in the Secret Peace Movement, you have members of the World International Secret Peace Movement. And you have members of the group soul of the World International Secret Peace Movement. The letter 27 is there and letter 30 is there. When they mentioned about this year 2020, the consecration exercise, for both members of the World International Secretary Peace Movement and members of the group soul of the World International. So we have to do something. So why are we proud? Why are we egoistic? So it's our business to hand over all our responsibility, all our problems, like Nehemiah did. I was sent on a mission. I was the head of maintenance in one of the ministries. I was sent to the permanent secretary's house and I went there. Well, I don't know whether unfortunately for me or whatever, unfortunately for the pastor. And I went into his house, I went to explain the problem there. And I saw a bowl with blood. Whether it's human blood or animal blood, I don't know, but I saw the head of the bird, E-I-R-D, in beak, was in blood, as if it was sucking the blood. I didn't know that my boss was dead, so what was happening that I was able to see it. Members of this movement are very empowered and strong people. Unless we lower ourselves. I was not a member of the low Supreme Court. I was a member of the low Supreme Court. You know the year I'm talking about. For that, I went to see what I shouldn't have seen. I didn't know it was a big problem. And then I went to the office, he said for me and said, you went to my house, I said yes, to respect what you said, next time don't go to my house again. Send your men. Not only that, I am going to sack you. As I sacked your colleague when I was in social ministry, I don't want to mention the ministry. I must sack you, and the man is tough. And when he says so, he will do it. I was confused. I was an unhappy person. Sacked, and I know he will do it. While I was coming to work the following day, I parked my car in the garage and I was moving towards my office. I was completely an unhappy person.
say, so I'm done. What offense have I committed? So I was not happy. I knew that my gun was used. Then the lesson I had was, why worry when you can pray for a passing Jesus? I'm living thy way. Don't leave I doubt it all. Keep trusting on His promise. Why worry? I've never heard this song except 18 or 20 10 years ago. I was not going to the office and I had this song. Not being standing outside, it's right in here. So I said, that is why you worry when you can pray. Please, I've not prayed. So I went to my office, locked it, knelt down, and I went into what they call conversational prayer. Conversational prayer. When I kneel in prayer, I will be my God, I come in as one.
Amen.
When I kneel in prayer, I will be my God. And commune as friend to friend. Psalm 297, stanza 3 said, come tell me all that He has said and done. Lord, victories and failures, hopes and fears. I know how badly souls are wounded and worn. My choices rest upon His grace. Come and tell me all that you have said and done. And then I never done it for my sister there because He has told me that I refuse to pray. That's why I'm in a state of disillusionment. Then I went into conversational prayer. I told God all. In conversational prayer, you go and tell Him all how He sent me to His house. Not just pray, tell Him all. That you will kneel down and see God in front of you and tell Him what the matter as it is. I told Him how He sent me, I saw that block, how this and that and that. Then you know what I told God next? I say He has put Himself in your position. He has no right to tell me as a member of the World International Secretary this movement that you are going to serve. It is only you that have the authority and power to tell me that.
Yes.
He is a human being, but He has placed Himself in your position. Therefore, do your work. Take your decision. But nobody has the right to put Himself in your position. And nobody has the right to tell a member of the secret school method to go to sign. I told God that. Because He said, who can destroy you without God's command? You are the one who said so. He said in the whole of Nigeria, who's this is more than individual. You are strong founded rock and cannot be easily destroyed by any responsible
principality,
power or individual. Sons cannot strike you by day nor men by night. You have been given liberty of the soul, liberty of the mind, liberty of movement. And somebody said, I will strike you. And what happens? You see this money because this is momentous. God is doing a lot of work. Let us not diminish the authority and power that God has placed in our hands. Let us be very conscious of paragraph 16 of law of nature. Don't do to others what you would not want anybody to do to you. Because the immutable law to commit law of nature, law of retributive justice, law of the so-called must live on, is there. God cannot. He said heaven and earth will pass away. What happened? The man was posted to a ministry where there was money. Money was happy. Within 6 months in that ministry, this God is when we pray and we don't get immediate results, you cannot force God out.
Yes.
God is conscious of his own time.
Yes.
He made mention of induces him. In the time of life, is only him. If you go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, he made it very clear that anything he wants to do, any decision he wants to take, must be you. Must not ask him for anything contrary to God's will. We must not ask God things contrary to his will. Every day we must pray, like Frankie says, it's my will. I pray that prayer every day. I don't care about the consequences. Because I know that God is love. I always tell God every day, including today, that when your will crosses my will, let your will be instantly done. Let my will not come. Because God's will is goodness for mankind. God's will is never evil. God's will can never be evil. It is in our own interest. So within 6 months, was getting good money there. I don't want to mention the ministry and the government institutions under that ministry, but it was money making the ministry. He was instructed to retire voluntarily or be demoted to the grade of deputy director. That's 3 grade level down. A man who wants to start this small boy, a member of this movement, was still on his seat working. And the big man was asked to retire or retire voluntarily or be demoted to the grade of deputy director for permanent secretary. Did I ask God to demote?
No.
Did I tell God what I want him to do or tell him? No. I only brought a case. I conversed with him. I discussed with him. I told him the authority that he has God and that man has put himself in his place, in God's place, which he has no right to do. That is what a member of the basement should practice, put them into practice. You see results coming in. Not ego, not pride, not arrogance. Jesus said, I want the feet of the disciples. Peter said, no, you can't wash my feet, and they want to wash your feet. He said, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, there is another one of mine. So you can bath me there. If you see men of God, they are sinful and righteous. The more you become sinful and righteous, you will see where promotion comes, you are going up. Because God will never empower a proud member of the sacred priesthood. An egoistic member of the sacred priesthood, God will not. It's not the cause. It's God's nature. God is God. Another name for God is love. Another aspect of the soul personality is emotion. Emotion. Which will return our reaction towards one the other person's action. So when we are talking of paragraph 16 of law of nature, we must be very careful about our emotions, our reactions.
Like for instance, what we are talking about now, peace, loving and all. There are some members of the priesthood who are already disillusioned. They are no longer interested, except to gather. Such members in suit. This is such a zooming one by the higher supervisor.
Yes.
Obedience means obedience without refusal and action without thought.
Yes.
So when you say you're obedient, without any person saying disobedient, is obedience without refusal and action without thought. That is, you carry out the action without thinking of why you were asked to carry out that action. Some of us query the action of the higher supreme circle of Christ in the sacred history. After our negative reaction towards God's action. Some of us today, if somebody tells us we are a thief, because you are an elder or look supreme circle or whatever, we react negatively. Are we not thieves?
Yes.
Am I not a thief? Do I not steal God's time? Don't some of us jump into the organ when organ has started? Are we not stealing? A whole woman, of how many times do we obey and attend to God? How many times? Even with this COVID-19, how many of us go to Asia? Are we not stealing God's time? Are we not thieves? Am I not a thief? But yet, God has all the time for us. Taking care of our life, taking care of our family, taking care of our children, taking care of our businesses. But do we do that to God? Don't we steal too much from God? Don't we steal in terms of tithes and offerings? How many times in our life do we voluntarily give to God? How many? Are we not cheating ourselves? You're not cheating God. There is no way you can. He's the owner of the whole universe. Say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And that my eye run to and fro throughout the earth. To take those whose heart is straight towards me. How many of our hearts are straight towards God? How many of us give because we love to give? All those who give are on top of those who receive. Those who receive are below. Why the man who gives is on top, is the boss. You are a beggar. You stretch your hand to receive. But the man who is giving you, his hand is on top of him, dropping that peanut in your hand. So he's your master. He's your big boss. You are a slave. So is it not time that we learn how to give? When somebody insults us, we pay back immediately because of hatred. Our emotions are negative. What of our will? Is it will or permissive will or God's will? When you read one of our unified studies, they talk about permissive will. That's why we are talking about the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. Is it God's will or our own will that we want to be done? Look at people like Hezekiah, a good man of God. He did the best he could to serve the Almighty God. God loved Hezekiah. And induces it. God took a decision that it is time to come and rest from labor. How kind is God? very loving. He was so kind, he saw his man a king. He allowed him to be king, and in due season he said, come and rest from labor. Because of pride and arrogance, positioned of being a king, he was happy. The Assyrians and the rest were coming to him, so he didn't want to die. Come and rest. He said, no, then you want the king. He had to force God's hand by telling God what he had done for God. Like some of us do. Because of you, I pray times. Because of you, I go to order regularly. Because of you, I brought my, bring my children to the congregation. I was the one who made sure that the God. I was the one who made sure to open so and so branch in your name in the sacred business. I'm the one. As if you are the one really. Who empowered you to be able to do that? You did not recognize that being. So he quoted to God what he did for God. He testifies why he must not die. I said, okay. Since that's your wish, it's not my will, it is yours. I give you 15 more years. You want to live? 15 more years. Had he agreed to go, he would not have had Manasseh. He had Manasseh within the 15 years. Manasseh was the one who brought idolatry and evil to Israel. He saw with his eyes what happened through his ignorance, arrogance, and pride. He wanted to die now, but still, you see, a lot of errors are coming into Israel. God's own people. Because he wanted his will to be done. Every day of our life, we must remember the same. That if God, if your will crosses my will, let your will be starting to be done. There is no will that is higher than God's will. We must go and think about it. May God's name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.